Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship and praise as we give thanks to God and celebrate mothers on this special weekend. Heavenly Father, thank you. Lord, I thank you for the mother that you blessed me with. I saw your love for me through her. She showed love for our family. She was faithful to you, faithful to her husband, my father, and was faithful to the rest of her family and many friends. God, you created woman as a help meet to man. You've blessed many listening to this program right now with the awesome privilege of being a mother. Dear Lord, please bless all those mothers listening today with your perfect peace, your insurmountable joy, and many precious memories. Help us to show them honor and respect always, and especially on this special day set aside for them. Lord, give them strength through your Holy Spirit to serve you. Discernment in their daily lives. Bless them with long life and good health. Thank you, God, for mothers.
Together we take part in the gift of life our Jesus died to give. I hold you in my heart, and I'm sure that from this start we will love each other. Each day we live, whenever I think of you, I thank my God. With joy I pray for you and thank my God. I know beyond a begun his work here within our hearts. There's no question in my mind, we'll meet again and we will find that God is making something fine of you and me. Whenever I think of you, I thank my God.
we thank you that you've made us worthy to come into your presence. What a wonderful joy, by a new and living way, by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And Father, you've become our protector. You're our deliverer. You've become our shield. Your word says, for thou, O Lord, you are a shield for me. You're the glory, and you're the lifter of my head.
Jehovah God reigns, let the earth proclaim, rejoice. He's the captain of a heavenly army. Praise him, oh, praise him. My defender, no foe can harm me. Praise him, oh, praise him. Sheltering me in a mighty fortress. Praise him, oh, praise him. Holy is he, merciful and righteous. Praise him, oh, praise him.
Make a joyful noise,
a joyful,
make a joyful noise.
I will rejoice
till the mountains and the valleys ring.
I will rejoice
till the depths of my soul can sing.
God reigns, let the earth proclaim, lift high his name.
Till the heavens shout back the same, I will rejoice.
Rejoice, sing a song when the battle's raging. Praise him, oh praise him. The Lord will strengthen all those who praise him.
Praise him, oh praise him.
He's the rock of my salvation. Praise him, oh praise him. Every voice in every nation.
Praise him, oh praise him.
Make a joyful noise,
a joyful,
make a joyful noise. I will rejoice
till the mountains and the valleys ring.
I will rejoice
till the depths of my soul can sing.
God reigns, let the earth proclaim, lift high his name.
Till the heavens shout back the same, I will.
My soul can sing. God reigns, let the earth proclaim, lift high his holy name. I will
rejoice.
Till the mountains and the valleys ring, till the depths of my soul can sing, rejoice.
You are listening to Call to Worship as we think about the mothers that God has used in shaping our lives. Please invite your friends to join us for this program as their call to worship, heard on this station weekly at this same time. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to previous programs right there and see a playlist of songs included on that program. Find devotional readings as well. Our statement of faith and more are there. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship, share testimonies, and find out what the topic will be for the next week's program. And you can also follow us on Twitter at @CallToWorshipHim. That's at call followed by the number 2, worship him. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Thank you for joining us today. we continue our call to worship, giving thanks for mothers.
Give you thanks in the middle of
Give thanks. Give thanks and praise. Praise God for mothers. Give thanks to Him for mothers. They play a vital role in each of our lives and in society as a whole. Whether your mother is living today or not, whether remembering her with happy thoughts or sad, God has used her in your life from the very first woman created and then blessed to be the mother of all living until those cute little baby girls that we see today, thousands of years later, who may someday become a mother. Any woman blessed to be with child is a living miracle. God made it so as He commanded Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply. We see this first mentioned in Genesis chapter 1. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Pretty much the beginning of the concept of mother shows up in Genesis chapter 3. Then the man, Adam, named his wife Eve, because she would be the mother of all who live. Historically, the 28th United States President, Woodrow Wilson, proclaimed Mother's Day, a national celebration, about 100 years ago. Other presidents before him and since have attributed their success to their mother. Abraham Lincoln is quoted as saying, I remember my mother's prayers, and they have always followed me. They have clung to me all of my life. The observation of a day to honor mothers is done in over 40 countries. Millions of people across the globe take the day as an opportunity to honor their mothers, thank them for their efforts in giving them life, raising them, and being their constant support and well-wisher. As the Ten Commandments are described in Exodus 20, the command is given to honor your father and mother. Then you will live a long, fruitful life in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Jesus said in Matthew 15:4, God says, honor your father and mother, and anyone who speaks disrespectfully of father or mother must be put to death. Even when it was extremely difficult, people and even kings have showed honor to their mother. Listen to the story found in 1 Kings chapter 2. Bathsheba, Solomon's mother, went to King Solomon to speak on Adonijah's behalf. The king rose from his throne to meet her, and he bowed down before her. When he sat down on his throne again, the king ordered that a throne be brought for his mother, and she sat at his right hand. I have one small request to make of you, she said. I hope you won't turn me down. What is it, my mother? He asked. You know I won't refuse you. Respect to mothers is even associated with showing grace and favor toward an animal. Check out Deuteronomy chapter 22. If you happen to find a bird's nest in a tree or on the ground, and there are young ones or eggs in it with a mother sitting in the nest, do not take the mother with the young. You may take the young, but let the mother go so that you may prosper and enjoy a long life. Think about Mary, the mother of Jesus. Matthew 1:18. This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother, Mary, was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. In the first chapter of Luke, we see Mary's obedience and attitude of a servant when the angel told her about God's plan. Mary responded, I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true. And the angel then left her. Luke 2, verses 6 and 7, And while they, Mary and Joseph, were there in Bethlehem, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth, laid him in a manger, because there was no lodging available for them. And in John chapter 2, in the account of Jesus' first miracle, turning water into wine, we see her respect of Jesus and encouraging others to obey his words. The wine supply ran out during the festivities, so Jesus' mother told him, "They have no more wine." "Dear woman, that's not our problem," Jesus replied. "My time has not yet come." But his mother told the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." A virtuous woman is a treasure. Listen to the words of Proverbs 31, familiar to most of us. "Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is more precious than rubies. Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She is like a merchant's ship, bringing her food from afar. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plan the day's work for her servant girls. She goes to inspect a field and buys it. With her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She is energetic and strong, a hard worker. She makes sure her dealings are profitable. Her lamp burns late into the night. Her hands are busy spinning thread, her fingers twisting fiber. She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. She has no fear of winter for her household, for everyone has warm clothes. She makes her own bedspreads. She dresses in fine linen and purple gowns. Her husband is well known at the city gates, where he sits with the other civic leaders. She makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the merchants. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty does not last. But a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward for her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. As you think about mothers on this special time set aside for them, remember the first commandment with a promise. Children, obey your parents, because you belong to the Lord. For this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on this earth.
Ahead of me, I'm afraid my life will never be all I hope for in the end. All I know is that I don't know where the road will go. And will I find it so? Will tomorrow be my friend? Seeing me a lullaby, seeing me to sleep tonight, seeing me a tender lullaby. My heart can do song of joy that doesn't cease, that brings us home and perfect peace. I hear the song, that gentle hymn, the maestro Jesus lives within. His hand
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as it has described God's gift of mothers. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and your faithful support. Please take just a moment and write to us today. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship, once again, Ephesians 6. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Thank you, God, for the many blessings you give us through our mothers.